Welcome to Beginner's Guide to One Piece, Episode 33, Anime Episode 25. I'm your host, Golios. With me, Barker, Bones, and Eisenhoft. And Barker, who is a beginner to the series, will be our guide. Barker, what happened in Episode 25?
Episode 25 is titled The Emerge of the Superb Kicking Skill, Sanji versus the Iron Wall Pearl. And so in this episode, we saw, picking up from last time, Luffy's made a deal with Zeff that he's going to erase his debt by getting rid of those pirates. Luffy's also impressed that Zeff is a former pirate. But Zeff says, no, he's just a cook now. That's all that matters. We get a little look from Sanji on that line. So, again, this little mystery developing between Sanji and Zeff. And then Krieg says that they have to have that Barati. If they have the restaurant, they can enter the Grand Line. It's like a deceptive tactic. They'll be unattacked. And with the combination of that and then Zeff's journal, then they should be able to defeat any dangers that await them. And one of the crewmen says, well, what if we meet someone like Mihawk when we go back there? And Krieg shoots him. So he's like, anybody else got a problem? And nobody else says anything. So then we get two of our cooks, Paddy and Carne. They drop into some seats that have these pedals. And Sanji is saying, well, the Barati is now going to become a battlefield unless they do something about that. And we cut to a flashback to this young blonde boy, who we assume is young Sanji, and seeing him getting lost at sea and ending up on this strange rock island. And we hear Zeff sort of dreaming about, if he ever gets out of this, he's going to create a restaurant on the sea. So we come back to the present, and Sanji tells the cooks to open the fin, and everybody's like, oh my god, the fin! So, but he wants to avoid fighting inside the restaurant. So the pirates attack, and Luffy returns the favor with two things. He does his Rokuto to fly across to the pirate wreck, and then employs a sweeping rubber band arm trick called Gomu Gomu no Scythe. And Zeff tells Sanji to watch very carefully how Luffy fights, to not take his eyes off Luffy until the fight is done. And Luffy lands on the broken mast of the pirate ship, and he taunts Krieg. And meanwhile, we see what Sanji was talking about, the fin opens, or fins, these two big fins under the boat that swing up to create a wide deck for fighting around the Barati. And then the head of the fish on the Barati detaches and sails toward the wreck. And we see that inside is Paddy and Carne are pedaling like crazy. And they have, access to these big guns in the mouth of the fish head. And so they fire their guns, and they damage the shipwreck even more, and they fire directly at Captain Krieg, but he seems pretty invulnerable, and Krieg actually stops the fish sea weapon with one hand, and then tosses the whole thing high into the air, and it's going to come down, and it's going to destroy the restaurant. But Sanji leaps super high, and he spin kicks the whole thing away. And it's pretty clear that he has learned these leg fighting techniques from Zeff. So the pirates and the cooks now face off atop the fin. Carne and Paddy flash back to their first arrival at Barati, which was then staffed by Zeff and the young blonde kid, Sanji. And we hear Zeff's philosophy of feeding all, even the worst of the worst, if they come to this restaurant, that he will feed them. And so now we're back in real time, and the cooks fight the pirates until, I have to say, this guy is really weird that shows up. Iron Wall Pearl who has shields on it all over him, basically, on his stomach, on his back, on his arms, on his legs, feet, hands. And he's got a huge pearl sitting right on top of his head. And a very strange character. Sanji defends the restaurant with some amazing sweep kicks. And he disarms a pirate, and the knife flies up in the air. He catches the knife and he gives it back to Patty. You know, he's like, no, nobody should abuse a cook's knife, basically. So Pearl, he says he's never spilled a single drop of blood in a battle. And Krieg, at that point, uses this huge mace to break the mast, and he hurl Luffy, and Luffy, you know, flies across and flies right into Pearl's back, and just slams into him so hard that he actually causes Pearl to have a nosebleed, and this is not good. The bleed makes Pearl so upset. He's just like, everybody's like, no, 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 don't get upset. No, calm down, calm down. And he's like, no, no. And then he starts shouting, bodily harm, bodily harm. And banging his shields together like, you know, like cymbals. And it's like, what the heck? And then he's so mad that he bursts into flames and shouts, fire, Pearl. And he sets the fin and the pirates on fire. And everybody's dancing around with fire on their butts. Sanji leaps into the fire with Pearl and kicks him right in the chest. And Sanji says, if I'm afraid of fire, how can I call myself a cook? So Sanji then does a flip, kind of somersault kick that makes Pearl's nose bleed more. And that drives Pearl just crazy. And he lets loose like these mini fire pearls. They're like steel balls on fire that hurl up into the air and come down. If they hit the restaurant, if they go inside, the restaurant will burn to the ground. But Zeff is standing in the doorway, and he sweeps his peg leg around so fast that it puts out the fire pearls, and the metal spheres just drop harmlessly on the deck. And Krieg swings his giant mace again. He wants to destroy the fin. But Luffy leaps into the fire to join Sanji, and he repels the mace. And the mace flies back in the direction it came. It cracks right into the mast of the pirate ship, and the mast falls right on Pearl's head, just squashing him. So Pearl is defeated, and it seems like Luffy and the cooks are going to win. But then Zeff gets hit from behind and falls to the deck, and it turns out to be Gein standing over Zeff, pointing his gun at the owner. And Krieg says, kill him, and the restaurant is theirs. To be continued.
Who is Carney?
Who is Patty?
On the left of screen, we have cook named Carney. And on the right, we have the cook we've met named Patty. Carney is dressed more classically as a chef with a blue neckerchief. And sunglasses. It's a little odd touch for him. And then Patty is a rather enormous, sort of Popeye-armed kind of guy with a pink sash and an apron and a very, very interesting sculpted beard. He also is currently carrying a giant cutlery, sort of a fork-type implement. And Carney has some sort of a slicing knife. Carney has beard stubble, 5 o'clock shadow. And Patty has a very interesting manicured beard that almost looks like teeth of a shark.
Who is Iron Will Pearl?
This is Iron Will Pearl. Ostensibly one of Krieg's pirates, although we do not know his origin specifically. But he wears shields all over his body, on his chest, on his back, on his elbows and hands and feet. And he also has a great big pearl sitting right on top of his head. He has black hair with a sort of a almost a Superman squiggle of black hair emerging from the center of his forehead.
What was the combat in this episode?
Most of this episode took place aboard the Barati and the Finn deck attached to it, or on the pirate wreck of Captain Krieg's flagship, Don Krieg's flagship. We also saw a brief flashback to a ship in a storm with young Sanji falling off, and a brief glimpse of a rocky island. There was a brief flashback inside the Barati when Patty and Karn first arrived at the restaurant.
What was the combat in this episode?
Well, there was quite a lot of combat, actually. Everything from Luffy using his Roketo to fly across the ocean to the pirate ship, and then employing his long-armed sweep that he called Gomo Gomo no Scythe. Then we also had him landing on the broken mast. We had Captain Krieg. At one point, Don Krieg shot one of his own crewmen with a pistol. We also had the fish head detach and become its own seafaring weapon. And Pate and Carne used it to fire cannons at the pirate ship to sink it even further. They attempted to kill Captain Krieg with it, but he was able to stop it with his own hand because he's that incredibly powerful, and toss it into the air. And it would have destroyed the Barati if not for the mightiness of Sanji's leap and spin kick, which diverted the seafaring weapon. We also had just general fighting between the pirates and the cooks. And then we had the arrival of Iron Wall Pearl, which was aggravated when Luffy flew across the water and hit the back of Iron Wall Pearl and caused him to lose his crap. And he bled at the nose, and he can't stand that. So he started banging his shields together and ignited, turned into fire, and set fire to the deck. Don Krieg also attempted to destroy the Finn with his mace, his giant mace, but Luffy was able to hurl that back at him, and it broke the mast of the pirate ship, and the mast came crashing down directly onto Pearl's head. But before that happened, Pearl got even madder and released fire pearls, little metal balls with flame on them, that were heading towards the restaurant, and Zeph, with a single sweeping kick, was able to create a wind that extinguished all the fire pearls. Sanji did some other amazing kicks fighting throughout this episode. He is clearly an amazing warrior and has obviously learned these tricks from Red Leg Zeph. And then finally, the mace, when Luffy repelled the mace head cracked into the pirate ship's mast. It fell on Pearl's head and squashed him. And everything looked great. But then Zeph got hit from behind, falling to the deck. And we see that Gein is pointing his own pistol at Zeph.
Good. Do we have any last thoughts on this episode?
Well, I'm very, very curious to see what Gein will do. I think he'll turn to the good side. That's my guess, is that he's not going to shoot Zeph, that it's some kind of ploy. But I've been wrong before, so Let's see what happens.
Aha, very good indeed. And so this will conclude, indeed, our impressions and guide on anime episode 25. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Beginner's Guide to One Piece. Yarr!